Hello and welcome to Full Access Hoops and OTG Basketball Podcasts. I am Corey Waldron, and with me is the one and only Nigel Freeman. Nigel, how's it going?
Yo, it's all good, man. It's Friday.
Can't complain. I recorded a podcast with you 5 days ago.
Sunday.
Yeah, right? Late Sunday. So five days ago. Which is different for us because we don't normally bang out two pods this quick. So this is something.
This is good shit, man. The momentum is coming back.
For sure. Also want to plug to all those listening right now. We've been dropping a new episode of Full Access Hooped all week. If you're listening to this right now, it's Saturday, or maybe you're listening to this on pre-record. We dropped an episode Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we dropped one Friday. You can also check out the NBA outlet, which dropped Thursday. It's a podcast I co-host. We did the power rankings for all 30 teams, a part one and part two pod, so check that out. And also, I want to say, go to dsgntree.com/offtheglass for merchandise. We just dropped a Brody Times Beer t-shirt today, Russell Westbrook, James Harden themed. A lot of shirts out there right now that we got, and more coming. So definitely check that out.
That Brody shirt is fire. I'm copping. That's a fact. Mark my words.
Nice. I'm extremely happy with how that came out.
Yeah, that shit's hard, son.
So now we're going to talk about a little bit of a downer to start off this pod. Unfortunately, yesterday, DeMarcus Cousins suffered a torn ACL. This is now his third major leg injury in a span of 2 years. He has suffered at first the ruptured Achilles with the New Orleans Pelicans, suffered a torn quad in the playoffs last year with the Warriors, and now suffered this ACL injury in what was a practice, a scrimmage, whatever. You know how all the NBA guys are this time of the year. They're always working out, trying to get better. He bumped knees is what it was reported, and then it came back that his ACL was torn. Cousins likely out for the year, unfortunately. I mean, I don't even know where to start. First off, putting basketball to the side, you want to talk about the player first, right? Uh-huh. Sucks for DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, this was arguably the best center in the NBA 4 years ago. We saw the flashes of what him and Anthony Davis could look like when they were both healthy in their prime. And, like, I kept envisioning that with LeBron. But for DeMarcus Cousins, a person who missed out on big money to, you know, I don't want to say he missed out on, he turned down reportedly 2 years, $40 million from the Pelicans, then signed with the Warriors, obviously had to bet on himself again this offseason, got hurt. DeMarcus Cousins could have made like $200 million with the Kings at one point in time before they traded him. So the fact that his body just kind of broke down to this point, he's missed out on a lot of money. And now, you know, at 29, going to be 30, what does DeMarcus Cousins' career look like from here on out? Like, I don't ever want to say someone's done, but this has the same sort of feel that Derrick Rose felt with all of those injuries.
Oh.
But this may be even worse because these have been quickly and, like, maybe more severe to the fact that an Achilles injury for a big man of his size is so dramatically bad. I've been talking a lot. Nigel, say something.
Bro. You hit everything on the mark, though. Like, it's hard to follow that, dude, or even say anything because, well, no, I could say a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah,
DeMarcus Cousins, like, being injured, dude, is, like, it's terrible because, like, what you, like, you're saying, him, I call them the Twin Towers, DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis. Like, that was a duo that you did not want to fuck with at their fucking prime, healthy as hell. And then with LeBron, forget about it. That team's fire. And now we don't get to see that. And we might not ever see that. Because, like, that's the ACL torn. Who's to say his other ACL isn't tear next? Like, you know what I'm saying? He has, like you said, multiple injuries so quickly. How does he come back from this? Is he done? Does he, like, retire?
All legs, too, which is the issue. Because we saw with the Warriors that his defensive ability last year was definitely hindered by the fact he had all these leg injuries. A big man like him, you know, speed is crucial for a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, especially defensively, because he's such a big guy. If he becomes a defensive liability, you know, the offense gets a little bit washed out. That's my big concern is what does he look like defensively, even if he comes back?
Dude, he looked terrible in the finals. Looked confused.
He looked slow. I mean, obviously, he had a couple, what was it, game three or game four? I mean, he had a couple nice runs and some spurts. But again, we're talking about a guy who obviously wasn't fully healthy, and it'd be naive of us to say he was fully healthy.
Facts.
But, you know, that could be, in a sad reality, what he looks like coming back, like, healthy, right? Like, he could be healthy looking like that at his best from this point on. We really don't know. Right. Obviously, modern medicine is extremely good, especially for pro athletes when it comes to knee injuries in particular. Like, 5 years ago, if someone got an ACL tear, you were scared. Nowadays, you're worried, but at the same time, not to the same degree, because players seem to bounce back better. The surgeries are just they're just cleaner. The rehabs are better. So it's definitely a benefit for that fact. But again, like you said, you know, it could be his next leg, because generally when you have one leg injury, you favor the other leg, causing more issues. And I feel like that's the issue right now with DeMarcus Cousins, is he's just bouncing back and forth between injuries.
Yep. I think he needs to figure out other options, because who knows how long his career could last, as sad as that may sound.
Free agent again at the end of this upcoming season.
He's going to have no value to him.
Right. He already signed for the veteran minimum with the Lakers. He might be looking at another veteran minimum contract elsewhere. And now for the Lakers, we'll move this on to the bigger picture. This is problematic for them. I mean, they were, I don't want to say they were hoping for it, they were banking on it, but it's LeBron and AD for sure. You're hoping Kuzma takes a giant step forward, but you were really hoping DeMarcus Cousins was going to become DeMarcus Cousins again. Like, you were hoping and praying that this rehab into him conditioning himself, getting back into shape, having another veteran minimum deal would bring out the best version of DeMarcus Cousins again. And we don't have that.
Yeah, we need that DeMarcus Cousins streak was rapping about.
Right. And now you're looking at options. You know, Anthony Davis doesn't want to play center.
He said, you said he doesn't want to?
Right, yes. He prefers playing power forward.
Dude. Have him play center, LeBron play power forward, Kuzma small forward, I don't remember who their shooting guard or point guard are.
Right,
and
you'll
be, and Anthony Davis will be like one of the best centers.
They're going to start JaVale. They're probably going to start JaVale, Davis, LeBron, Danny Green.
Oh, right, Danny Green.
Unless they put, I know they talk about starting LeBron at the point guard, so it could be LeBron, Danny Green, Kyle Kuzma, Davis, McGee, or it could be, I mean, Davis could start at center, but Davis doesn't want to play a lot of minutes at the center position. He just doesn't.
McGee starter, I co-sign. Let's get it.
Well, for me, I'm looking at, and this is, you know, this has been like a really touchy subject. There's a couple guys out there center wise, and I'm not saying they're great guys, but Joakim Noah. I mean, played decent with Memphis, definitely a defensive-minded guy, smart basketball IQ, does have a history with LeBron. They do not like each other from the Chicago Bulls-Miami Heat days. but maybe there's something there to be had. And then also, you know, Dwight Howard is still alive.
Is he, though?
Dwight Howard's still alive, and Carmelo Anthony is still alive.
Carmelo.
I would, and this is not that it was a bad thought, just where my mind goes, but like DeMarcus Cousins gets hurt. And my first thought was, well, a Carmelo Anthony to Los Angeles Lakers route has reopened up.
It's true.
Right. But I mean, again, that goes back to Davis wanting to have to play center. Because if Davis doesn't want to play center, then getting Melo again doesn't make sense.
Oh, it doesn't make any copy.
But again, Dwight Howard is. I kind of like the thought of Dwight Howard back in LA.
I don't know if it's going to happen. Isn't he on the Wizards?
No, he's on the Grizzlies. He got traded, but they're going to probably buy him out.
Wow. Damn, son. It's crazy to think that he's just been bounced around the NBA.
I mean, the minute his back went, which oddly enough went between that last year in Orlando and that first year with the Lakers, his back went. He lost his athletic ability. Like, he was still a good center, obviously, and he was still a solid double-double machine, and he still is to a degree. I mean, he can give you 14 and 10. The issue is he's just not that quick, and he just doesn't have the same defensive ability that he once had when he was just an absolute freak. They showed highlights today, because today NBA TV's been doing these like team days, and they were doing Orlando Magic Day, and they were showing Dwight Howard like in his prime athletic ability, like when he was like, you know, Superman dunk contest Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Jeez. Sheesh. That boy could. That boy was an absolute monster at the center position.
I believe it.
Maybe
yeah.
take a flyer on him. Maybe we take a risk.
I don't know, dude. I doubt it. Just because of how the Lakers are.
That's why I would say it's more likely that it happens because of how the Lakers are.
I feel like they're just like they give people away and don't get them back.
Well, yeah. I mean, and also, not like things ended well. Dwight Howard demanded a trade.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he demand a trade? Did he leave in free? No, he left in free.
He was like, I know he was beefing with Kobe.
Yeah, like, Kobe thought he was soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is true. And actually, Dwight Howard in a recent interview, I'm not sure if you saw.
I saw it.
He came out and said, he's like, Kobe, you know, he's like, that bothered me. He's like, Kobe was right. He's like, I was soft. Yeah. You know, I didn't have the same type of drive. And obviously, this is a little bit old, but just to touch on it, the Rich Paul rule. The NCAA is shook. The NCAA has pretty much put the writing's on the wall for the NCAA. The end is on the horizon. This rule shows it. Basically, the rule that the NCAA put into place is if you want to rep athletes, you have to have a bachelor's degree, which would mean guys like Rich Paul, who never went to college, wouldn't be able to, wouldn't be able to represent these young talent. By this rule, it's a clear shot at Rich Paul to try and limit the power movement that he's clearly had over the last 5 years to a decade. LeBron's power as well, growing alongside that, being a close confidant.
What do you mean by that, though? That's where I'm confused. That what do you mean by power? Like, does he have influence on who he drafts or like who he's repping? Like, explain that.
The power Rich Paul has?
Yeah.
It's more so just the power off reputation.
Okay.
Because, I mean, for example, a lot of people in general have power. I'm just Rich Paul as a name has power because athletes know if you go to Rich Paul, you know who's along with him. You know his entourage. You know the things he's tied into, have LeBron James attached to him and other names like that. You know how he's represented athletes in the past. Like, his reputation as of right now is probably like an all-time high.
Okay.
So athletes want to go to a guy like Rich Paul because they could trust him. They see his track record. And this rule basically is the NCAA worrying about the fact that such one guy is getting such, I don't even, what, such acknowledgement, such of a following to a degree within these young athletes. They just don't want it. And they know what this can transition into. The fact that there's already been talks about maybe abolishing the college system together and having athletes go from high school to the G League. And this is all that type of movement that they don't want to happen because the NCAA wants all of that money to stay in-house. And I might not be right about this completely. I'm not saying I'm any way, shape, or form a true rule book person when it comes to the NCAA and the Rich Paul rule, the quote-unquote Rich Paul rule. It's not called the Rich Paul rule, by the way, as well. That's something that LeBron labeled it that I'm just going to follow home because that's basically what it is. And also, I'm not a know-it-all on Rich Paul himself. So if I'm wrong on any of this, I'm probably wrong.
Dude, I feel you, man. I think you got the point across, letting people know that you just know what you know on the matter.
And what I mean, yeah, yes. I mean, I feel like this is a topic on the show because you wanted to know more.
I want, exactly. And I felt like you were the person to ask. And you helped
me. Yeah. And I hope you have a better understanding to a degree.
Dude, I got it, man. And I feel it now because I didn't realize, like, because I was like confused as why it was called that and like how he has direct correlation to what's going on. But now it makes sense.
Right.
It makes sense. Okay. But I feel like the NCAA, honestly, is they're just really greedy and selfish.
They are. I mean, this league doesn't pay players, and they exploit players for their own gain and money. Yeah. They advertise players, everything. I mean, everything that goes with it. We know how a lot of college players have said in the past that they would even struggle like to eat and stuff. The NCAA just wants the money. We see coaches make, you know, for example, Nick Saban makes like $10 million a year. None of those players make any money. Why is the coach making so much money? And none of those players get to make money. Why? Because they're students? What is the logic in that?
Yeah, they're adults.
Right. And then even still, like, you know, some of these athletes, you know, God forbid last year when Zion's foot came out of that shoe, if Zion was to have blown out his knee, for example, you know, he would have lost everything. And those are the concerns that you have at the college level with these guys. And the NCAA, it's flawed. And now as a younger generation, I think just people in general, when there's like just clear cut bullshit, we're just like, it just doesn't last as long as it feels like it used to. Like, we're quicker to rally against it. And the NCAA seems to be the next thing that more and more people are rallying against.
Word. Yo, do you know anything on the whole thing with Jay-Z and the NFL?
Yeah, I know a little bit on it.
I didn't actually read the story. I know that he's saying that joining up with the NFL or collaborating, whatever he's really doing, is going to be a powerful move on trying to make things right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a relationship between Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
And there's just the fact of the matter is the NFL has blackballed, blacklisted Kaepernick to this point in time.
Right.
Now, I didn't even think Kaepernick was that good of a quarterback personally when he was in the league. He felt like a guy who could definitely run, had crazy legs, but like, I didn't like his arm at all. And I just wasn't a huge fan of him. Does that mean that he can't be a backup quarterback somewhere in the NFL? Hell no. I mean, the guy went to like an NFC championship game. He played in the Super Bowl, for Christ's sakes. I mean, this is a guy who can definitely play on the highest level and has shown it. So he deserves to have a chance at a job. And obviously, he's been blackballed. And then Jay-Z wants, and this came out today, Jay-Z wants to own an NFL team.
Okay.
So Jay-Z, now, and some people are going to say this is why, at least from what I've seen on Twitter, a lot of people feel like, black people in particular feel like Jay-Z is kind of saying like F you, because he's kind of going against Kaepernick and he's trying to get in with the NFL, which is, as we know, is a lot of white guys for the most part. And now it kind of make, and like, for example, I can't remember the exact, so I don't want to misquote, but someone had mentioned something about, you know, would he stand or would he kneel at like the game or something. I'm not sure what the exact quote was, but he like didn't want to answer it, basically.
This
like,
is Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really just people don't like the look of the fact that the league has treated Kaepernick so poorly. And then Jay-Z really isn't coming to Kaepernick's defense. He's more so worried about his own agenda. But basically, all that Jay-Z's trying to do is work his way into a position in which he can hopefully own an NFL team. And then that change you mentioned, he'll be able to better enforce, because if he actually gets a hold of an NFL team, Jay-Z can make changes to at least one team, at least maybe set a different standard, is yeah. How I take it, personally.
No, I could see that. But, yo, there's no way in hell that Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick are friends, and he didn't tell him he was going to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Blessing or not, like, he is probably well aware, more than anyone in the media is, about the situation. Yeah. You know? So, like, I hate how people are like that. Like, you can't, there's no ill will here. Like, Colin Kaepernick, either way, it's like, it's none of his business.
I know Kaepernick's best friend, Eric Reed, was really loud about it. But I'm not fully well-versed on his side of things. But I know that he just feels similar to the fact that he feels like, you know, that Kaepernick, once again, is being just, you know, that people aren't rallying around Kaepernick.
For he's looking, isn't, aren't like, he's a prospect right now, isn't he?
Who?
For a team, Colin?
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
No.
No team was looking for him or looking at him?
No. He hasn't been looked at in over 3 years.
Oh, wow.
He's seriously been blackballed. Like, there's, without a question, there's plenty of opportunities he's could have had. For example, some guy called Mike Glennon, which, if you don't even know the name, says it enough. Not a good quarterback, is getting, like, backup jobs for, like, the Raiders. And it's just like, really? Wow. Kaepernick couldn't get a job with the Raiders?
Oh, that's what that meme is.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, so anything else you want to talk about?
Just get into his music real quick, man. Just briefly, I know you didn't listen to it, but Ferg's album is like maybe 10 songs max. It might be less than that. And I think it's actually EP. I don't know if it's an album. But either way, it's 9 songs. It flows really nicely. Each song is fire. I listened to it while I was cleaning my bathroom right before we recorded this. It's about 27 minutes.
I really don't have an excuse for not listening to it then. Dude, I almost did it. Sitting in an office listening to a guy like ASAP Ferg just was not on my agenda today because that's just too too hype.
No, dude, this is it's a hype that you could vibe to though. Like you would have been straight sitting down chilling. And I don't know if you listened to you heard Rags, right? By Earth Gang.
Rags?
Yeah. That's what that EP was called that I sent you. It's a Rags EP.
You sure you sent me that?
Yeah. It was a Meditate song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Meditate, Nowhere, Red Light. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
I listen to this shit every day now on, repeat.
On repeat?
Yeah. A couple times a day.
23 minutes, 5 songs, definitely doable to repeat listen numerous times. I like Meditate. I like Nowhere Fast. I like Legendary. Those are my 3 that I, listen to a lot. I didn't really give House a chance, I don't think.
House is fire. It's one of my favorites. Legendary and House. I started with Legendary. Go through House and let it play.
Interesting. Okay. I gotta give that another shot.
Yeah.
I listened to it the first or second day after you sent it to me, so I probably should give that a listen.
Yeah, dude, it's good. And you know Partisan Fontaine, right?
No.
You don't know Partisan Fontaine, the rapper from Newburgh?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna be in 2K20, bro.
You and Mooney were telling me. Yeah.
No, like him as a body character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just got his pictures taken yesterday for it.
No shit.
Dude, tell me how crazy. That's all. That's from Newburgh, dude.
Yeah, that's right on the backyard. That's right in the backyard.
That's 845, dude. Shout outs to 845.
Yeah, way to go, Parks, representing the county.
That's in crazy. In 2K, wow. Man.
That is fucking dope. That's dope. Shout out.
It's crazy because, any place, not any place in Dutchess County, but most places in Dutchess County this dude has probably been to, we all have touched that shit. He could do it. We all could do it.
It's all about work and consistency and networking.
Yeah, man.
Work, consistency, networking. Those 3. Maybe not in that order, but definitely those 3.
Yes,
so I got to listen to Ferg. I got to listen to Quality Control. And I got to listen to Young Thug. Our next episode, we're definitely going to touch on all 3 of those albums. That would probably be the vocal point of that. Unless you got some final thoughts, I think we're just about done.
No, man. I think that hits everything that I wanted to talk about and hear you talk about.
Yeah. We just wanted to give you a quick episode for the weekend. We're not going to have an episode drop on Sunday. My goal is to record Sunday through Friday and then just have Sunday be a relaxed day to maybe bring back all the pods from the week. But definitely expect more and more content. I don't write a ton anymore. I'm going to try and write at least once every other week, but mainly just going to be trying to pump out 4 to 6 podcasts a week between this and the NBA outlet. So check us out on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and otgbasketball.com. Nigel, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Formanzy Media, Formanzy Media. You can find me on Mixer at Formanzy, Formanzy. I've been playing a lot of Overwatch. I'll be playing 2K20, and I'll be playing some classic World of Warcraft. A little tidbit about myself. I used to play that shit religiously for years, 7 or 8 years. I played World of Warcraft on and off. So if you guys are into MMOs and RPGs, come check that out.
Definitely check out Nigel. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at KWAL Hoops, KWAL Hoops. And of course, follow the brand at OTG Basketball on Twitter. _off_the_glass on Instagram. And go to otgbasketball.com for the latest and greatest NBA content out there. Until next time, peace out, knuckleheads.
Peace.